This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Coloradan has been confirmed as governor of the U.S. Postal Service. Amber McReynolds is a former director of elections in Denver and now runs an organization that helps states expand mail-in voting. She was nominated by President Biden and supported by Colorado's Democratic senators. 38 Republican senators voted against her appointment. A man suspected of murdering his wife is now accused of submitting a fraudulent vote on her behalf in last year's presidential election. CPR's Matt Morette reports.
An arrest warrant shows Barry Morphew told investigators he mailed the ballot on behalf of his wife, Suzanne Morphew, to help Donald Trump win the 2020 election. He told police, quote, "all these other guys are cheating," and that he thought his wife would have voted for Trump anyway. Morphew was arrested last week in connection to his wife's disappearance in May 2020. He faces a possible first-degree murder charge. I'm Matt Morette, CPR News.
Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung is on administrative leave. The Gazette reports the police department received allegations about his workplace conduct, though not criminal in nature. The paper says DeYoung was placed on leave yesterday and will return pending the investigation. And back to all things considered, there's one group of essential workers that's being vaccinated far less than others.
I was skeptical whether it would affect me adversely or make my condition worse.
We'll find out who these workers are and dive into their reasoning up next and the near future of the country's eviction moratorium. Then let's say you're out on a hike or a walk and you see a beautiful columbine staring up at you. So you pick it and take it home. Well, now you're a criminal, buddy. Colorado law considers it a misdemeanor to pick the state flower. But there are some people who are trying to change that law and some others. Stick around to hear that story at 4:44. And tonight, when Colorado went on lockdown, two environmental writers began corresponding.
We can't go to a restaurant or to Paris, but we can still lose ourselves in the wilderness we love.
What if one doesn't have the luxury of choosing to live and write where and how we do? What if one has but a single patch of sky that she sees out a tiny smog-smeared factory window?
That's tonight on Colorado Matters. Stay tuned.